Welcome to the Midweek Teas with me, Adele Onyango, where I share some random and not too random thoughts on things. And in this episode, let's dive into this grief and people-pleasing thing. I told you last week that this one needed its own episode. One thing about grief that caught me by surprise is just how much of a people-pleaser I became. Like, I was making huge life decisions based on what the people around me thought was right, or what I thought they thought was right. Because they hadn't even forced me to do this, it's like I voluntarily started living my life according to their terms. People pleasing on a whole other level. You know, my mom's death was the first loss of someone super close to me. And I mean, someone I saw and spoke to daily. And this was someone who knew me best and someone I think at the time I could definitely call a best friend. So it completely shocked my perception of life when she died. I was suddenly and in a very violent way reminded of just how fleeting life is. And in the chaos of all the initial emotions, I felt like death was this thing that only happened to me. Like, I really went through a phase where I was just like, this is unfair. Why am I the only one going through this, right? And so I started fearing again that the people left could die at any moment. When I would think back to my relationship with my mom, I was so grateful that I, to date, have no regrets about words unsaid. When it comes to our conversations, I knew she loved me and she knew she was my world. Not a day went by without either of us reminding the other of this. And that's not only because we meant it, but also we had a similar personality in that regard. I feel like everyone close to me has received a random I love you message from me, a long paragraph telling you just how much I appreciate you, right? It's who I am. But when mommy died, I became terrified that the people I had left were going to die, and I didn't want them to die without me showing them just how much I loved them. And it seems like a noble thing, right? It is. I think it is. If you can ensure you don't lose yourself in the process. Now, what happened to me is I would guilt myself into doing anything people wanted, living my life in a manner that made them happy, just so that I don't lose them. In my head, this notion that these people left were going to die became a reality I carried with me daily, and I was people pleasing so that I don't lose anyone else. I don't know how that made sense in my head, but it did. I think it's important, while loving others, like the people who matter to you, to never sacrifice your true desires or even yourself. And in my situation, as I said earlier, no one had asked me to do this, but my grief fueled me to do so. My absolute fear of losing anybody else fueled me to do this. I remember as I worked extensively on myself, I woke up one day and I just kept wondering whose life was this I was living. This was probably about maybe 7-8 years after my mom had died. And I couldn't recognize this life I was living. I had woken up from the people pleasing. I had woken up from trying to live a life for others. And all of a sudden, I could smell and even taste and feel who I truly was. And I just couldn't see that in the life I was living. I couldn't even recognize myself in the home I was living in the relationship I was in the social engagements I was doing. I had moved so far away from who I was. That is how serious people-pleasing is. And it's one of the things when we talk about grief, we hardly ever mention. But man, this one did a number on me. And if you're grieving someone, Please be mindful of how grief can make you a people pleaser to the point of you losing your identity. I want to share three things that could help you. And there are three things about people pleasing in the context of grief. Number one is to say no often, you know, and I get that we get told this so many times and it's said as though it's this easy thing to do. It's not. It is not. But I've gotten better at saying no often. And some things that have helped me are not to overexplain my no. You know, if you ask me to do or go somewhere and I don't want to, it's as simple as me saying, no, sorry, I can't this time. And I don't have to go deeper. My therapist worked so hard to get me to grasp this. And finally I have. Finally, I'm asked something and I check internally with myself. I'm like, do we feel like it, babe? Do you wanna go? And if I don't, I just say, no, I can't this time. I don't go deeper into it. Over-explaining used to allow my people pleasing to just like sip back in. Another thing that works for me is to buy myself time. I think I've talked about this in the past on the podcast, but if you ask me to do something or go somewhere, etc., and I'm not sure, I like saying, let me think about it. And I learned this from my person because even for him, when you ask him to do something that's maybe too far in the future for him to know the mood he's going to be in or his social capacity at that time, he will say, I'm not sure, let's speak closer to the date, you know? And I was like, this actually buys this guy time. And so I borrowed that and I actually say, let me think about it. It allows me to really think about it if I was truly conflicted as to whether I wanted to say yes or no. And in the event that I was pretty sure I wanted to say no, but I'm trying to figure out how to navigate the no, it gives me time to figure that out. So you can buy yourself time. And the third thing that made it easier for me to say no often is to remember that behind every no is a yes. You're saying no to going to a social gathering and yes to preserving your social battery. You're saying no to going to whatever it is, and you're saying yes to your peace, and you're saying yes to your you time, you're saying yes to preserving your emotions because maybe the place you're being asked to go to is triggering. You know what I mean? You are just saying yes to you. In fact, for me, there are times I say no to things, even business opportunities, because the way they are being handled is going to like give me tons of anxiety. So in those moments when I'm saying no, before I used to look at it like, oh, you're saying no to money. You're saying no to this wonderful business association. Now I look at it as I'm saying yes to my peace of mind. I'm actually saying no to anxiety and saying yes to my peace of mind. So remember that behind every no is a yes. The other thing I wanted to share is you may be tempted to fill your space with people because you don't want to feel the feelings grief brings. And to ensure the people don't leave, you bend over backwards, people pleasing them so they stay. Do not be afraid of silence while you're grieving. Do not be afraid of solitude while you're grieving. I feel like the key to minimizing the distraction grief brings is to allow yourself to feel the emotions and not run away from them. When I run away from them, that's when I got into the wrong relationships. That's when I lost my identity to people pleasing. Feel the feelings and don't be scared of silence or solitude. Those two things can be so powerful in a very positive way. And the last thing I want you to remember is that you're worthy. You have value. And the way you view the world, the way you view life and what you want to achieve, no matter how different it is valid. Do not let grief convince you otherwise. Thanks for listening to The Midweek Tease, a Legally Clueless Africa production. Episodes go out every Wednesday, and you can learn more about us by going to legallycluelessafrica.com.